This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 2/25/22. The name of the patient is James Mastro Giovanni. Last name Mastro Giovanni. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead, file Strecco space Mastriovanni space James. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2/15/22. Referring physician, Supathra Karen Amethy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 71-year-old male with history of CAD status post CABG, status post IWMI. History of right bundle branch block and hypertension for stress test on medication. With the patient missing his prior evening dose of amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, right bundle branch block, comma, consider IWMI of indeterminate age. Please add where it says missing his dose of amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams, precede that with the patient on Toprol XL, 12.5 milligrams, and missing his nighttime dose of amlodipine, his prior nighttime dose of amlodipine. To continue, baseline blood pressure, colon 138 over 90, baseline heart rate 67 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 8 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage three of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 135, parentheses, 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 190 over 100 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25650, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The patient had a final blood pressure 140 over 90 and a heart rate of 91 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets, decreased compared to his prior stress test. Four, the patient had baseline hypertension with hypertensive blood pressure response to stress off of his some of his medication, but with hypertension out of proportion to the despite the missing medication. But with hypertension out of proportion despite the missing dose of medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise despite his beta blocker. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 91% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion exercise, and no normal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral. This patient, sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD. Before I end the dictation, I'm missing part of the initial paragraph, the second paragraph where it says, after it says the patient exhibited the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The next sentence is, the patient had baseline hypertension with a significantly hypertensive blood pressure response to stress out of proportion to with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response to stress and out of proportion to the missing dose of medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. Correction, despite his beta blocker. And then comes, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. And then at peak stress during stress and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. That's how that paragraph should read. Thank you to the transcriptionist and this dictation.